It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Blindly obvious, it's clear as can be. The things we ignore, but we all can see. Darkness, it flees when scattered by the light. Blindly obvious, hidden in plain sight.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler, as always, with my co-host Jeff. And today we are on the conversation of having a great poker face. Now, in life, obviously, you know, things can get difficult and, you know, we all get dealt a hand that's less than desirable. But how can we maybe play that hand to not necessarily a fraudulent way of life, but through making the most out of the cards we were dealt? Jeff?
They say the eyes are the window to the soul, you know, and I think some people... You know, they're a dead giveaway. You can tell when they're upset. Like, I saw this guy yesterday. You could see he was really upset. And then there's some people, you know, they're just, you never know. You're not sure what you got. You don't see, they're so even keel, you can't even tell when they're happy or sad.
That's true. I didn't have a very good poker face yesterday, did I? It's true. Thankfully, I had a closed mouth.
Yeah, you were in an environment where you couldn't speak out.
That was good. That was good. That served me a great benefit. It's but you know what? You're exactly right, because you absolutely can tell. Oh, he's holding a bad hand right now. And my problem was I actually wasn't even holding as bad of a hand as I thought it was.
You turned it around though and played it well. In the end, I mean, you wish you'd played some things differently, but the way the hand ended was okay.
You know what I felt like yesterday? I felt like I was a mop bucket that got rolled out from like in the back, like somebody just spilled something. And I was the mop sitting in the bucket and just about to get out and be like the wet mop that mops the floor. And right at the last moment, somebody was like, "Oh, we have a rag over here. We're good. You can wheel that back in the kitchen."
So with that analogy, now you got to tell what happened with what could have been a real disaster, but didn't.
So I had convinced myself at church yesterday I was supposed to give the communion meditation. I've been planning this for, I mean, you get the papers obviously months in advance, right? It's all mapped out. So since I had gotten that paper, I had just convinced myself, oh, it's, you know, it's March 16th. Maybe I'll make a couple jokes about St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, you know, it's right around there, being lucky, yada, yada. Whatever, I'd convinced myself it's this day and that's when it is. So going along, got prepared. Got you the video thing I was going to use. Hey, you know, for my meditation, all good to go. Yeah. All right. So I'm done. We're done playing the music. I walk up, grab the microphone.
Everybody gets quiet.
I say good morning. As I'm literally kind of making a joke to a guy going off the stage about, "You're quick on your feet. You want to do the communion meditation instead?" Only then to find out, it wasn't me that was supposed to be up there, but I was sure it was me that was supposed to be up there. So I go sit down, sure that I was supposed to be up there sitting. Man, gotta be me that's supposed to be up there.
And that's not, I mean, that's embarrassing too. All that happens, you know, the man pride card kicks in.
Oh yeah. Then I'm like, all right, now I look like kind of like an idiot. And I set the microphone down and like, here's this other dude coming up that's like prepared, ready to go with this thing. And I'm like, this dude done switched this because he's going out of town next week. Didn't tell me. And now here I am, stuck not going and looking like an idiot. So I'm sitting there. Thankfully, like I said, got to be silent because this is going on. Then the church service starts. So I'm like, what the heck, man? stewing over it, whatever. Finally, calm down a little bit. Listen to the speaker. Gets done. Still not, definitely not over it. Leave, go home. You're like, hey, man, I don't know what happened, but, you know, I'm looking at the list and it says March 22nd. And I'm like, nah, don't say that. Nope, not the list in my head. It does not say that. It says March 16th on it. So we get home, go right over to the fridge. My wife's like, who also told me while sitting there that she thought it was also March 22nd.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, she did tell me that. And this is how I know that I done just got straight set up, is on the way there, she even made mention of it again. Oh. She's like, yeah, they usually line up whenever you do communion meditation. I'm in the nursery. She's like, but they must not have this time. And I'm like, huh, guess not. Yep, that was like my warning sign, like, hello.
All the bleeps, the lights are flashing and you still ignored them.
Yeah, well, you'll have that when you can't see that.
I was gonna say, you're blind, so yeah, you have an excuse.
Didn't see the flashing lights. But no, so then I come to the realization after getting home, like, nope, I was just 100% wrong. It was all along March 22nd that I was supposed to do this. And I was like, man, what an idiot.
So you're mad at everybody else when you...
That's right. I'm mad thinking, man, somebody just
set me up.
Here I am thinking a conspiracy. Yeah. Because in my head, I was so sure that I was on this day that I'm like, well, what else could have happened but that? That I, oh, just somebody takes my place and either just forgot to tell me about it or didn't say nothing. I legit, I'm telling you, I had to argue with you till I was red in the face. It was yesterday. I swear. And it's right there on the fridge. Like I said, I was 100% wrong. But I convinced myself of it. And then earlier in the week, I'm like, yeah, here, it's this one for meditation. And just like, you're like, all right, which you're thinking like, well, yeah, it's going to be next week. So I'll have it for next week. And then I'm thinking, well, these dudes had to, because in my mind, I convinced myself it's today. These dudes had to have changed this since they're leaving.
It's a conspiracy.
And said nothing about it. When all in reality, it was just, I was supposed to go on a different day the whole time and I'm an idiot.
Haven't we? We've all been there, though. You know, we've all gotten in our own way.
But I'll tell you what, it was a great life lesson of, you know what, you think you're certain about something until you're not. And I think if we all maybe just proceeded with that caution of, man, I think I'm pretty sure. But to be so, when your confidence in how sure you are becomes arrogance, oh, there goes the rug right out from under you and poof, on your face you go every time.
That high horse hurts when you fall off.
And I'm just so thankful. Like I said, I felt like I was a mop bucket I got rolled out by the devil. He was about to mop the floor with me of, oh yeah, go ahead and have an angry outburst. Look like a fool. Over something that was your fault the whole time.
Right.
Like, man, how dumb would you look?
Oh.
Just for lack of self-control.
Well, and thankfully, it all worked out. You know, it did,
but I'm just saying, like, how dumb would I have looked for lack of self-control?
But you're thinking, what if I had the opportunity to speak on this
right.
and really make myself look dumb?
And say something totally stupid.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
This past week, I went on a trip to Indiana with my little brother. He's a year younger than me for our podcast people. And I...
Better looking.
Much better looking. I try to convince him... We shouldn't ride the interstate, man. We should drive the back roads because it's beautiful.
All right. Now, see, this would have been a tough sell to me if I was in the car. I'd have been like, honestly, I don't care because that's not going to appease me.
And the other part about that is the back roads were about 15 to 25 minutes longer.
Oh, see? That's what I'm saying. Now you're adding an extra half hour.
You know, so you're going through all these small towns.
You're going to have to get me an IPA at the gas station while you're taking the scenic route.
Well, so... We do this. It's rainy. It's actually was a pretty nasty trip regarding weather. You know, we had some pretty bad weather come through, but to me, it was still beautiful. Now, my brother, the whole time that my brother is Captain Sarcastic, and I don't know where he gets it from, but he is Captain Sarcastic, and he is making fun of me the whole time. Going, he goes, "Wow, look at that beautiful field. It's so full of death."
So is this kind of like the? I fill this void then when he's not here.
Yes, you are. Right. You and him are two peas in a pot.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah. So that's why. That's why I'm so used to you. You know, I grew up with you. You just didn't know it.
Like just your littler brother.
Yes. Yes. So. Right. So anyway, we're doing this, and he is just busting on me any chance he gets, and I'm thinking about, you know, what's this dynamic here that I can learn from?
Let me pause this real quick.
Okay.
Because I feel like whenever I've noticed I do this to you, I always end up with like this, oh. Like I'm like, oh, I was having a good time with this. And then there's some like.
Totally let you down. Oh. I just crash your whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like in this case, you're about to tell me like we turned the corner.
Yeah.
And there was the most magnificent sunset I've ever seen. And you're just like, oh.
Well, okay. It's coming. Because yeah, I do it to him all the time too. It makes him very angry.
Yeah, I get it.
Because he's hoping that he's got me, and then he's like, dang it.
Yeah, exactly.
He had me before I even said anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still funny with the sarcasm. So I'm like, there's a dynamic here at work that I can learn from. And how do I put this before everybody so everyone can benefit from this scene? No, let me move forward and I'll come back to this. On the way here to your house, it's 8 miles. I love driving the back way. There's a longer way that's faster if I take the faster roads, but I like driving the back roads. What is that? Shoop Road?
Mm-hmm.
It's the back. It's a most direct way, but it's just, you know, 55 miles an hour that people drive 70. And, you know, it's almost a straight shot here, almost. I love it. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I am so envious of the farmers that live out there. I'm like, I wish I had a barn dominium out there. I love it. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I counted no less than 4 dead bodies on the way here. No less than 20 feet from the road.
The mob really needs to do a better job about that. taking care of their problems.
And my thought was, this is the perfect picture of my brother and I on this trip. Because one of us is looking out in the field going, it's so beautiful. And the other one's fixated on the corn stalks that are brown from last year's harvest, going, but all I see is death.
And the dead animals laying along the right. road.
And we're both right.
It's all in that perspective.
It is. And I don't know how you frame this exactly, but I think there's an image here and a lesson here for life. And I don't think it explains everything that we see in our world, but right now, you know, you and I discussed this months ago about how do we feel about 2025, right? And what's going to happen? And I'll tell you, if you're looking for it, you're going to see something beautiful. And if you're looking for it, you're going to see death.
Mm. Well, because both are going to be happening, right?
They both are. They both are true. Out of the two of us, you tend to trend toward positive. And if you will, let's just pick on me. I kind of tend to trend toward pessimism.
Yeah. Like if we were two glasses, mine's half full, yours is half empty.
Yeah, because I drank half of it. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I think that's an honest statement. However, and you've said this and not on the mic, but, you know, and yet I'm not depressed. I'm not down. I'm a very positive person. My outlook is positive. I don't seem to be burdened or buried by the negative trending outlook on life.
Uh-huh.
Of like, I'm just not too hopeful about the future. Even I did not have a good prediction for 2025.
Uh-huh.
You, on the other hand, did. Again, I think we're both right.
Yeah, I would. I mean, you're right.
It's just, what are you focused on?
Which one are you going to really lean into and embrace?
You can,
but sometimes too, with leaning into and embracing comes. It doesn't mean you're also not going to have to walk through the one to get to the other.
Yeah, I still had to. On the way here, I still had to pass the dead bodies on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that wasn't where I was focused.
And that wasn't where you were going.
Right.
It was just along the way.
And it wasn't where I took a stop. I didn't stop at the dead body. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, let me breathe deeply here. I mean, by the way, the dead bodies were raccoons, deer, you know. So, yeah. But it wasn't people. Just so our people aren't freaking out in other countries. It's just animals that lay there, and it is wild. Don't you think about this? It's wild that on our roads we just leave those bodies there on the interstate and whatever, and just kind of let them just rot and break down.
You got like the pest control comes and cleans that up.
Well, there in some places they actually have a crew that does that. But I'm watching. I have seen animals literally disintegrate on the interstate over a month's time. Because
there is a lot of like around here, just so many raccoons.
I know. It's like a bunch of them. You think there'd be scarcity by now for all that have died?
A lot of people trap them too. That's the thing. And there's just crazy population of raccoons.
They must be prolific in their procreation. But no, and so I'm thinking about this, and another image popped in my mind. You know, I don't watch much TV, but this kind of hangs with me. I don't know what to do with it, but I think it touches. I don't watch poker games, especially when there's money involved, whatever. You know, I'm not promoting poker.
So not here you are bringing up my vices.
Not saying it's a sin. I'm not saying that, you know, you're going to find a book, chapter, verse, which you won't, where poker is wrong and gambling's like Texas wrong.
Hold'em. Love it.
I know enough about poker to know that there are people who are so confident and have that poker face that even though they have
they're holding a losing hand. They can show as though they're holding a winning hand, which leads them to a winning hand.
They take everything just simply by focusing, that kitty out there in the middle is mine, and I'm gonna win that with my terrible hand, with my 2 8s and my mixed bag of twos, fives, and nothing at all. Mm-hmm. And it's like, good. And they do. People are looking at them going, I'm out. And they had way better hands. And it's like, man.
It's the confidence.
Again, I think there's something to be said for, and it's not everything, but there is something about how you play the hand you've been dealt. Every day you're dealt a hand.
Man, how can we not say it's everything?
Well, because some games you lose.
Yeah, but you said how you deal with the hand you're dealt.
Yes, and so
how is that not everything?
I don't want people to think that I can bluff my way through life and win every time.
Well, no, you're not always going to win. It's right. How you deal with it. That's what
and
you
that's
said.
It. You don't have a yes. You don't have a choice in what you're dealt, but you do have a choice in how you play it. Just because you're dealt a losing hand doesn't mean you're going to lose that round.
Right.
Unless you don't play.
Well, a matter of fact, is sometimes you will be dealt a losing hand, just as much so sometimes you will be dealt a winning hand. Did you deserve either? No.
Well, I don't want to say deserve. Was it God directly punishing you or blessing you? Probably not. Chance happens to us all.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe in providence. I do believe that God intervenes. I don't think it's every single day in your life.
I look at it in a, you ask God, you know, hey, I feel led to this, God. I feel like you're calling me to do this. And, you know, help me make it over this mountain or through this mountain. And God's going to say, absolutely. Here's a shovel. Get digging. You're going to dig your way through the mountain. And he's going to provide you what you need along the way to get to the other side.
We live in a culture that would have you believe you're a victim to the hand that you were dealt.
I absolutely agree, 100%.
And I think the medicine that I'm trying to serve is not every losing hand means you're going to lose the round.
Well, our problem right now is that you can benefit from playing the victim hand. That hasn't always been the case in society, I would say. Now, some people are truly victims, so I don't mean to say it like that, but now it's a common practice or a trend to be a victim, versus in the past, a victim was somebody that was, oh my goodness, like, this is terrible. But you wouldn't necessarily desire to be one. What do you got for the, you said you're going to go back to your story of driving to Indiana also, so you need to go back to that.
So as we're going down the road, I'm noticing my brother with his pessimism of the death out in the field of the corn stalks and whatever that I think are mm-hmm. beautiful. As a general rule, I'm feeling euphoric. I'm light. I'm laughing. I'm having a good time. He's miserable the whole trip. Miserable.
Now, see, do you think he's actually miserable?
No, he was
miserable. Do you think his good time is in trying to jab you for how bad the scenery actually is?
No, he's sick. He's fighting a cold. His back's hurting him. He's uncomfortable. His attitude is spiraling because he's just looking around frustrated saying, why did we, watch well,
this. It's multiplying.
Yeah, why did we take this trip? It took 15 to 25 minutes longer. My back hurts. I just want to be at our destination. I just want to mm-hmm. get there already. And by the way, I'm hungry. Where are we going to eat? I want steak.
And there's nowhere to eat because we're on the country scenic route. So we can't.
Yeah, it's like, hey, there's Joe Bob's, you know, shrimp, you know, and Rocky Mountain oysters, you know what?
And you're like, yeah, we're so far from anywhere that would have oysters. We probably shouldn't stop.
Yeah, we almost got all the way to our destination before we had dinner. It was like so late at night that we ate. But anyway, no, he was spiraling, and I'm having the best time of my life, man. I'm laughing and cutting up. Like, you know, he's pointing out all the trash out there in the fields. For some reason, there were bags everywhere, like grocery bags. And I said, I've always wondered where those things grew. You know?
Dude, that would drive me nuts.
I'm having the best time. And now I'll say this. Was everything perfect? No. This rental car we had was, whoever had it before us had hit a skunk, and it stunk so bad, man, that it was giving you a headache.
That's funny you say they hit a skunk.
They hit a skunk.
You sure?
Well, okay. There was the debate in the car. Is it?
Because there is a leafy substance.
That's exactly what somebody said.
Does smell like skunk.
They said, this smells like they smoked reefer in here. And I was like, well.
I mean, maybe they did hit a skunk, but man, today you probably got to lean towards the.
That's what this one guy said. I ain't going to say his name, but he said, this smells like reefer.
It was probably him smoking.
No, it wasn't him. But no, Yeah, he goes, I'm telling you, I think somebody lit a couple up in here. So
I wasn't there. It was not me.
But it was giving me a headache. And whoever it was, they must have not known when to hit the brakes appropriately, because they had skid so much. They had left flat spots in the tires so that when you drove, it went womp, 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 womp. And every tire's in its own little symphony doing it. And so it was okay. The vibration was so bad in the car. My brother's Fitbit said, you have exceeded your movement by the day by 200%, because his arm is rattling so bad it thinks he's running. I mean, it's
that's
like,
awesome. I'm not sure if I feel worse that, like, his lack of activity is boosted up by driving in the car, or if the ride was that rough.
It's a way to deceive your smartwatch. No, but I'll tell you that probably wasn't helping his back any. So, no, my point is that his attitude...
So, is it just the two of you, or is there...
No, four? His wife's with us in the car.
Ah,
yeah.
All right.
How is it that we're both experiencing the same everything, but one of us is having the best time, and the other one is in misery?
Well, now I got to know, what kind of time was his wife having? Was she right in the middle?
She's just reading a book. She was just checked out reading a book.
So, she was good.
Yeah.
She was like in between, not having a good time, not having a bad time.
I think she's having a great time.
So she's just like into the book.
Yeah, because every once in a while we would refer to her and she'd go, what? I'm sorry, I was reading the book.
Yeah, I'm not in here. I'm in this book.
I'm not listening to either one of you.
Which
you
was know. Probably a good choice, really.
I think she had it figured out.
Nothing says I know what I'm doing like when I'm going on a trip with two dudes and I brought a book to sit in the back seat and read.
No, actually, I sat in the back seat because I was going to go to sleep, but I couldn't sleep because the vibration was so bad. True story, but I wasn't jaded over
it. So you convinced your brother who was driving to take the scenic route, and now this dude's having an even more miserable time because he was in control of the wheel and you convinced him to go this way.
And he's blaming me for his misery.
Well, yeah, because he's like, I should have just taken the highway in his head, but you're like, Jeff told me to.
Well, I didn't tell him to. I just said, hey, if you want, it's beautiful. The back roads are beautiful.
Yeah, but that's definitely like Jeff told me to. that's the same thing.
Well, because you, who doesn't want to go on an adventure, right?
Yeah, well, I mean.
And it was one. Want to hear the funny part?
What's that?
That was the way there. The way home, he absolutely chose to take the interstate. The fastest way, longer in distance, but the fastest way.
So, takes the interstate. So he's certain this is better.
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-oh, that's done nothing good. You guys gotten stuck in traffic, didn't you?
Traffic, weather slowed us down. Because, yeah, there's crashes, whatever else. People can't drive in the rain.
And, oh, I knew that was coming.
And here's the worst part. The faster you went on the interstate, the worse the vibration was in the car.
Oh.
So, ironically, us going the back road way mitigated the vibration. Because, dude, I'm telling you, the water bottle looked like it was having a seizure in the it was just all over the place. It was like
pulsating in the cup holder.
In the cup holder. You know, it was so bad and it was misery for his back.
Oh, you know what's even worse about you too? Is the whole way now he's thinking like, oh, actually Jeff was right. But you probably didn't even say nothing.
Didn't say nothing.
That's what's even worse about you. Is that he knows, you know. He knows you know, and you know that
nothing.
He knows you know.
I'll say nothing.
And then you just don't say nothing.
Nope.
Yep, I knew that was coming. I so knew that was coming. That's exactly what happens to me. That's why I always just say it then. I'm like, you know what? I know you know it. I'm not going to let you just leave it there alone. No way. Just going to have that tension there like, checkmate, got you.
But those are the best ones because they're
No, it's great for you.
Yeah,
I understand totally.
Because they're bringing it up.
Uh-huh.
Because most of the time you get the payout.
I'm just like, hey, you got me. Well, there you go. I'll give it to you.
I don't know. I think the whole thing is, remember that saying, if you think you can or if you think you can't,
you're right.
You're right. And a large portion of the circumstances you face, we are the person that's almost always in our way. Stop being so negative. This is kind of back to Bruce
Bogusky.
Bruce Bogusky is... There's something to be said for trying to squelch that inner voice of negativity. Try and say, you know what? I may have been dealt a bad hand, but it doesn't mean I'm a loser or I'm going to lose this next fight. I can't think of the scripture. It's in there. I know it's in there. And I don't know what translation that puts it in it, but the wording is this. As a man thinks, so he is. Your thought life matters, so think like it does.
As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Remember, the eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
We're walking past the signs each day, in little things missed along the way. The symbols hidden in glamour's light, blindly obvious, but out of sight. Misdirection, the magician's lie, a trick so good you don't ask why. Oh, I can see it. The roads lead back to you.